All right. Well, I'll try to preach quickly and not bring up any kind of liquids. All right. So let's see if we can make it through this tonight. We're going to begin in Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. You know, nothing I say tonight is going to be super deep or anything like that, but I just want to, something that the Lord's been working on my heart on, and hopefully it'll just be practical to you, something hands-on tonight, and just simple, but also something that each of us, or I know I surely struggle with in my life. But I want to begin tonight with something a little different. Maybe if you have a piece of paper or there's a pen in front of you, take something that maybe you say, I've been thinking about this for a long time, or I've not been, something that you've been worried about. Okay, something that you've been maybe concerned about, something that's, maybe it's an ongoing thing even, right? Just one thing though, all right? We could probably list all kinds tonight. I know I surely could. But just list one thing, and we're going to come back to it a few times tonight, all right? But the title of my message tonight is Leaving It to God. Leaving It to God. And we're going to look here at Philippians 4, and we're going to read verse 6. We probably have it memorized, but we're going to flip to some other scriptures, and we'll keep coming back to this, all right? But I'd like to show you tonight that we must give all of our worries to the Lord, all right? All of our worries to the Lord. We'll begin reading here. Philippians 4, verse 6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And we're going to continue reading after a little bit, but let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for who you are, Lord. There's so many things that we concern ourselves with, that we worry about, Lord, that we just can become overwhelmed with. And I pray that tonight you would just help your word just to be a reminder to us that it's all yours. And Lord, just work in each of our hearts tonight, not something that I would say, but just your word would speak to us this evening. And just help us to be able to, present this clearly in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I don't know what you wrote down on your piece of paper, right? What your worry is. Roddy doesn't want anybody to see it, but no, we're going to talk about worry tonight. And I want you to think, look at the thing that perhaps you wrote down, or maybe you thought of it in your head. And if we were to think about it truthfully, probably the thing that we're worried about, the thing that I would be worried about, would actually be something that God's called me to do. Okay, or a place that it maybe has me in, or a situation, or something that's going on in my life, I worry about that, but really God's put me in that situation, right? So in a sense, he's called us to that situation. I oftentimes worry what people think of me at work, right? I want to do a good job for people, but also want to be respected, right? And it goes hand in hand, but God's put me in that place of work, and so therefore I should be able to be confident about it, right? And so we're going to look at these things this evening, all right? So the first thing we're going to see here is our worry. Now, if we were to look through the Bible, we would find several people that worried, right? I'm pretty sure just about everyone had a worry in the Bible, all right? But we're going to look at one particular one in Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Perhaps we wouldn't think of this necessarily as someone who is worried, but we find that Jesus says that she was, okay? Luke chapter 11, and we begin reading here in verse 38. And we probably know this story well. We learned it in Sunday school. But verse 38 says, "Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things." Have you ever been there before? Just those exact words, careful and troubled about many things. Right? Oftentimes God maybe calls us to something, or he wants us to do something, and we can become just careful and troubled about the whole situation, right? Maybe it's to witness to someone, and maybe I've witnessed and I'm, why aren't they coming to church, or what am I doing wrong, right? But I become careful and troubled about something God's called me to do, right? As simple as that. Martha, I do believe here, had a desire to serve the Lord. Can you imagine if Jesus Christ came to your house? You probably would not just sit there and listen to him. I mean, we read this story and say, of course we would, right? But what would we do? We would want the whole house spotless as could be. We'd want the best meal served. And I'm sure that's what Martha was thinking, right? This is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I'm going to serve, put out my best foot forward in this, right? And she, I think in her mind, she was doing what was right. But how often do we want God to have our best? I think oftentimes we do, right? When it comes to serving the Lord, we say, Lord, I believe, I mean, this is a Sunday night crowd. I think each one of us have a desire in our heart to do what's right, right? We want to give everything we have to the Lord. Just every, Lord, here I am, right? Take me, use me. But sometimes I think we want to give our best to him, which is a good thing. But the question for you tonight is, does he need our best? Does he need all of us? In a sense, he does, right? But does God actually need us? He doesn't, right? He is very confident on his own. But does he need our talents or our good? He doesn't, right? Sometimes we think, well, God needs every ounce of me in this situation or in this situation, but he doesn't really need me at all, right? He's choosing to use me in the situations that he's put me in. We often get bogged down with doing things for the Lord, I think, that we forget about him. And oftentimes in my life, I get so concerned with, this is what God wants me to do, and I need to just put my best foot forward, do my best for him, and I do, but oftentimes I forget about who's allowing me to do it, and that's God. Is it not? God is to be our first priority in our lives, to be our focus. He's the one who wants to work through us. Many times in my life, I think, well, God, I'll muscle through this for you, right? It's getting hard, and I'm just going to muscle through it, right? And we get all honcho, and we're just going to push through this. But the reality is, it's God's strength that's working through us, is it not? And we begin to get worried with the things that are going on around us because our strength just is not enough, right? It's just not enough to go in our own strength. You know, what are you worrying about tonight? Has God put you here, right? Is it something that God has placed you in this circumstance in your life, and are you worried about it, right? Many times we are. We can get worried, we can get concerned about it, but are you more worried about that situation, or are you more worried about your relationship with God? And we find that Mary says, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. And I think many times we can get so wrapped up and worried about the situations in our lives that we forget, hey, I need a relationship with God, because he's the one who's using me, right? He's the one who is working through me. It has nothing to do with me, but it has all to do with the Lord. All right. So we see our worry. And then secondly, we see our words. All right. And this is right in the verse here, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. You know, tonight, God wants us to give all of our worries to him. Right? He's put us in these situations. He's put us in these opportunities, perhaps in ministry. Maybe it's an opportunity to witness to someone. Whatever it is God wants you to do tonight or has you doing, don't worry about it. The Lord says to come to him through prayer and supplication. That simply means to come to him seriously requesting. Okay? If I walk up to Alex and say, man, I could really use a candy bar, that's not really supplication for a candy bar, right? But maybe I'll walk up to Gabriel, please give me a candy bar. That's kind of more supplication, right? I'm serious about it. Maybe I really need this candy bar, all right? But that's how we're to come to the Lord. Lord, I can't do this on my own. Would you please help me? In prayer and supplication. Lord, this is what you've called me to do. This is what you've asked me to do in my life. Would you please help me to do that? Right? I was reading through this chapter as I was studying for the message, and it's amazing. I'm getting ahead of myself here, but verse 7, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And when we take our hearts and we give it to the Lord, right, we come to him with our prayers, our supplications, our needs, the peace of God passeth all understanding. Does it not when we give things to the Lord? Truly, it does. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Right? God wants to take our care. He wants to take our struggles. We say, Lord, I'm going to do this for you, right? And we put on all the weights of whatever it is God has called us to do. I've got this. I'm going to do this. But no, God wants to do it in his strength. He wants to carry the load of it. Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. We're going to turn here to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 is just an encouraging passage if you read through it. But chapter 6, we're just going to begin reading here in verse 25. We really could read through the end of the chapter here, but we're just going to read through verse 30. It says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast out or cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Sometimes we worry about all the details of life, right? How is this going to happen? Lord, you've asked me to do this. Now, how in the world is this going to work out? Lord, you've put me into this situation. How in the world is it going to work out? God's going to work it all out, right? All the things that we are worried about, if we are doing what's right, God has put us in that situation, and we just have to trust in him. Oh, we of little faith, right? Many times, Lord's going to take care of everything. He sees the big picture. Mary in the passage we looked at earlier, realized that she needed to put her relationship with God above all else, and he would take care of the rest. You know, tonight, are you giving everything to the Lord? Right? He wants to help us. He wants us to cast our cares. He wants all our burdens, anything that we're worried, anything that we're concerned about. He wants to take care of it, right? He wants to take it upon himself, yet many times we don't. You know, when is the last time you just gave all your worries to the Lord? And what I mean, just gave them, right? Gabriel, can I have you and Olivia come up here? All right. A little illustration here. See if you can handle this, Olivia, you think? All right. It's not super heavy, so you can put this on. All right. A little bit heavy. All right. So many times in our lives, right, we bring on all this worry, right? All these things. Maybe in this bag, God has called Olivia to witness to somebody. And because of that, she's taken on this weight, right? She's taken on all of it. And so here she is. She's come to, we're going to pretend like Gabriel's God tonight, all right? And she's going to give him that, the person she has to witness to. All right? Is the bag a little lighter? It is. Now, oftentimes, what do? We give God one thing in our lives, and then we walk away, right? And then maybe we come back and say, I have to do this at this place, and here, you can have that too. And then we walk away, right? Sometimes we say, no, give them back, right? But what should we really do tonight above all? We should give them everything, right? Here, you carry it. Yeah, he carries it just fine, right? And they could walk all the way wherever they wanted, and Olivia, would she have to carry anything? No, right? How many times you can sit down? How many times in our lives do we not give God everything? Yeah. Right? Do we just say, Lord, here's a little bit of it, and then we walk away? Or how many times do we just, you know, take it right back? Right? This is mine to worry about. Right? No, we're to give it all to the Lord, and we find that the burdens are lifted. Are they not? And that's what we're going to see here. And we'll turn back to Philippians chapter 4. We see our worry, our words, which is praying to the Lord, giving it to the Lord, all right, and then we find that our worship, all right, or basically we're bringing glory to God. In verse 7, it says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Does it say through you? It doesn't, does it? It says through Christ Jesus. You know, tonight, if we had Olivia, she had to make 5 laps around there with the backpack, and she got done, we'd say, wow, you know, good job, Olivia. But what if she just had to walk and Gabriel had to carry the pack and follow around her? We'd say, good job, Gabriel, right? Because he had done all the work, basically. He had carried the pack. Well, in our lives, how many times do we try to muscle it on our own? And what do people say? Well, good job, Caleb, or good job, so-and-so, right? When the reality is, when we give it to the Lord, it's all praise be to the Lord. Is it not? And many times, we have to do this in Christ Jesus. Through Christ Jesus, God gets the glory through us giving him our care and concerns. We bring glory and worship to the Lord when we do this, do we not? When we give everything to the Lord and he takes care of it in ways that we can't even fathom, right? He takes care of everything that's going on in our lives. It's amazing, is it not, to think that God gets all the glory for it, right? Because he's worked it out. He's done it all. It's not been me. It's not been you. It's been the Lord. All right. Skip down here. I think this is amazing. When we give everything to the Lord, all right, I challenge you to read through this chapter, but it's amazing what happens when we do give things to the Lord. But verse 13, Paul sums it up in this way. He says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And Paul came to the conclusion that when I give all my prayers, all my supplications, all my concerns to the Lord, just all of it, take it all, take the whole backpack and hand it off to the Lord. He takes care of it all. And I find that I can do anything, right? I can do all things. Through what? Through Christ, right? That strengtheneth me. And when we take our burdens, when we take the things that God has called us to do or wants us to do in our lives, and we give it to him, right? Lord, this is yours. You run it, not me, right? I'll walk beside you, but you have to carry the load. And we find that when we let Christ do that, he gets all the glory. Do we get any? No, because it's all the Lord. It's amazing, is it not? And we find that we can do all things because Christ has strengthened us this evening. You know, whatever worry you've written down on your paper or maybe you've jotted down, has God put you in that situation? He has, right? Has God allowed it in your life? He has, right? And here you are, you're in this situation, you're worried about this, you're concerned about this, and yet why not tonight just give it to the Lord, right? In just one area, maybe there's many ways that you can worry over different things, but just give it to the Lord, right? He will take care of it. He will take care of it, and when it's all said and done, he gets the glory for it. Isn't that amazing? We're not here for our own glory, but for God's, and we need to give it to him. Philippians 4, verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amazing, is it not, that Christ wants to take our burdens, he cares for us, all we have to do is cast it on him, he gets the glory, and we get the job done, right? Because it's what Christ has called us to do. So tonight, what are you worrying about? What are you struggling with? What in the deepest of your hearts, the Lord knows, are you worried about, and God can take care of it? Is your confidence in him, right? Tonight, we must give our worries to the Lord. Have you given it to the Lord? I challenge you just tonight to give your worries to the Lord. And is he getting all the glory in your life? Is he getting it all? Father, I thank you for who you are. Lord, I thank you that you want to take our burdens and just to carry them for us. It's hard to even fathom why, but I praise you for it. And Lord, help each of us tonight and just throughout this coming week and throughout our lives to give our worries to you and just to cast them on you. And Lord, that we would see you work in mighty ways in our lives. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name.